The U.S. economy continues to grow at a strong pace thanks to healthy spending by consumers and the government. The Commerce Department said today that the growth rate was 3.5% during the quarter. But NPR's Jim Zaroli reports there were signs of potential trouble, including weak business spending.
As he often does, President Trump painted today's numbers as historic and unprecedented.
They just announced an estimate of 3.5, and these are numbers that were not even thought about.
In fact, the growth rate was only a bit better than most economists expected, and it was a drop from the 4.2% growth rate in the second quarter. Still, the numbers were impressive. Former White House economist Jared Bernstein says the strong showing reflects the fact that so many people are in the job market.
Lots of people are working and drawing paychecks. Even if those paychecks aren't growing as fast as we might like, that's going to fuel economic growth. And in this report, in fact, the strongest sector was consumer spending.
Americans spent at an especially fast rate during the quarter. They took more trips and ate out in restaurants more. Ellie Maloof is America's CEO of IHG, the hotel group that owns Holiday Inn and Kimpton, among other brands, which has been opening up new hotels at a rapid pace.
We set records around Labor Day and Memorial Day this year and 4th of July in terms of travel. And so they're spending more for trip and they're spending more with us.
But it wasn't just consumers who were spending more. Government spending was also up. Congress passed a bipartisan spending bill in February, a bill that Trump signed, even as it was cutting taxes on businesses and individuals. Defense spending in particular was high. Bernstein says that has an impact on the economy.
All that deficit spending shows up in GDP, and that's helping to juice the growth rate.
For all the good news in today's report, there were some disquieting signs. Business investment spending grew at an annual rate of just 0.8%, a meager number. Despite the big cut in business taxes, there was little evidence in today's report that it has led to more investment spending by companies. Gregory Dacko is chief U.S. economist at Oxford Economics.
When you take a look outside of the consumer realm, you're starting to see some headwinds appearing for the U.S. economy, in particular when it comes to business activity.
Those headwinds include a Federal Reserve that is steadily raising interest rates. Higher rates tend to dampen spending by people and businesses over time, and there are already signs of weakness in the housing and car markets. Dacko also cites a gradual slowing in the global economy in Europe and Asia. Meanwhile, the stimulus from the tax cut should begin to wane by next year. Dacko says that should bring the growth rate under 3% next year.
We should expect to see somewhat slower momentum, but overall, the economy is still doing quite well.
Another question mark hanging over the economy is trade. There is what Dacko calls a growing spirit of protectionism right now. The U.S. has already imposed tariffs on $250 billion in Chinese imports, and China has retaliated. There's no telling what impact it will have, but for now, Americans are working and spending, and that is keeping the growth rate strong. Jim Zaroli, NPR News.